And we are on our first day of Wahoo Week. The last day of February, too, Greg. So March tomorrow, the Indians will get spring training game on the air. We'll have it here at about 3 o'clock on WEOL, mixed in with all of the high school basketball that's filling up and the Cavaliers as well. So full swing here as we get into the month of March. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona right now is our Tim Alcorn, and he is joined by a very special guest this morning.
Boy, a very, very special guest, a guy whose name is linked with Indians baseball as a player, as a manager. Mike Hargrove joining us here at the table in the Media Center in Goodyear. Grover, great to have you on.
Tim, it's good to be here.
Okay, let's see.
This time of morning is good to be anywhere.
Can you top this number? We had Bobby D on a couple of minutes ago. 38 spring trainings for Bobby D. Now, do you know what the number is for Mike Hargrove between a player and a coach and a manager?
Let's see. Since my first spring training was in 1972, so.
Let's see the math. 28 and 16. 28 and 16 is 44. 44
yeah.
Spring trainings.
I'm not that old. I'm only 32, I did it.
Wow. And yet there's always that hope. There's always that sense of anticipation come spring training.
Isn't it amazing? It really is. I think, you spend, of course, now the winters back in Ohio this year hadn't been too bad. But, we've had winters back there that, you get a ray of sunshine, you feel like the good Lord's sitting on your shoulder. You always look forward to spring training, the warm weather. It's invigorating. I don't know who said it, but they said it best. Every team's in first place come spring training. You work hard for that goal. So it's a good time. You're out here in the sunshine and in the warmth, and you're getting to do what you love to do. What could be better than that?
Grover, back in the 90s, you certainly led an Indians team that always had high hopes and high expectations going into spring training. There seems to be that anticipation again with this squad. Just talk a little bit about what this organization is feeling for 2016.
Well, we feel good about what we're putting on the field. We feel like we have good, high character people, which I think personally, think that character will carry you a long way in attaining your goals. They're good people. They're hard workers. And the thing that I've seen of this club this spring, and I haven't always seen it in other ball clubs, but usually the good ones have it. They know when it's time to have fun, and they know when it's time to work. One doesn't interfere with the other. These guys work. They go about their drills. They go about them good. I think that a lot of that starts with Tito and his expectations from them and how well he communicates to them. I mean, he has high expectations for them to do what they're supposed to do. And the players react well to that. So I think it's going to be a fun season. I really do.
Mike, for a guy who sat in that dugout as a manager, I'm sure there's many times you looked in that opposite dugout and admired what the other guy was doing. Mm-hmm. What do you admire about Tito?
I admire about Tito his honesty, but I also admire the way he gets that honesty across to his players. It's one thing to be honest and not be able to speak. There's another way to be honest and be able to give that to the player, to present that to the players other than just with your words. And, what you see with Tito is what you get. I mean, he doesn't have an agenda. He truthfully cares about the players' careers and he cares about their personal lives, and he shows that every day. I mean, there's not a day that he doesn't show that. He's very consistent, and I think that's very admirable.
Again, we're talking with former Indians player, coach, manager Mike Hargrove as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of the Wahoo Week coverage. And Grover, we mentioned and alluded to your teams in the 90s were 1 through 9 in the order. You were just loaded, the bats that you had. Now, this year's team certainly a different dynamic. Boy, if those 90s teams had this year's pitching, oh my goodness.
Well, yeah.
But just talk about this year's team here as far as the pitching and the staff.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you what,
I
was down a lot early in camp before you start your games, even during – when you do start the games, a lot of the pitchers they throw on the side and do their bullpen work, and so I really like early in camp to spend a lot of time in the bullpen watching pitchers get their game in order, And I was standing behind Salazar and Carrasco the other day and Kluber. And the ball was coming out of their hands so well. And you know, I'm not sure somebody's sitting at home thinking, well, the ball always comes out of somebody's hand. It's got to if you're going to throw it. But you get a guy that has something special, it's like it's spring loaded. It's like the ball explodes out of their hand. It comes out real light. And they were all throwing really well, and the ball was coming out of their hands good. And it was fun to watch.
They say Carrasco might have the best stuff of the pitching staff. Would you agree with that, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, I'm sitting there trying to struggle for an answer for them. I do. But, you know, the rest of them have good stuff, too, in their own right. You know, Kluber, his big strength for me is the command of his pitches. I mean, he commands his pitches so well. He's got that nasty little slider to put people away, and he doesn't miss with it very often. But as far as just pure stuff, yeah, Carrasco has lightning on his arm. He really does. And to see the strength, his arm strength this early in camp is, I think, a good sign of good things to come for him.
Again, we're talking with Mike Hargrove here in Goodyear. Craig Bruce, back in the studio. Is anything for Grover before we let him go?
Well, you're talking about the team from the 90s. Some of those players have also gotten involved after their careers into coaching, assisting others. Do you ever hear any of your words coming out of their mouth now that they're the ones that are professing some of the things you were teaching them?
Well, if I did, I'd probably throw up in my mouth. But, no, you know, Greg, I actually do. You know, I see players off and on, you know, during the season, players that played for me. And of course, when they all get together, there's always the you remember when this and remember when that. And they're always telling stories. You remember when Grover said this and how stupid was it that he said that? But, no, it's interesting to see, you know, what you said. Two people that you thought was relatively insignificant, really hit home to him and stuck with him. And I've even had a couple of players here with the club now that I've talked to in the past have come up to me and thanked me for some little tidbit that I mentioned when we were in conversation standing out in the outfield shagging.
And, Mike, since those days, you've gone to other places. Some of those players went on to other places. And yet there's something about Cleveland. There's something about the Indians organization that brings guys back. What is it? What's that draw? What's that pull?
It's real easy to pay lip service to family. And it's real hard to create that culture. I think we've done a very, very good job of that over the years. I don't mean in the last 3 years or 5 years. I'm talking about the last 20 years.
Right.
That we've been able to create that culture, and it's been sustained by the people that come behind the people that started it. And it's a real sincere culture to where people feel like they're coming. We had the 95 team last year in town, and we had Osamacher and Plunk and OJ and Jarrett Wright and, oh, gosh.
Well, you're naming all pitchers.
Well,
that team wasn't known for pitching.
The rest of them were working. But had these guys in. Anyway, we had them in and their wives, and we had them up in our suite for a couple of games and sit and listen to them talk. I just listened to them talk to a man and a woman. They all said, it's so good to come back. It feels like we're just coming home. So that's a good culture to create.
There you go. Hey, I know you got to scoot. Always great to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Appreciate you stopping by. Thanks, Grover. Mike Hargrove joining us here at the table as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Guys, that's pretty much going to do it for day one on air. But believe me, I'm going to be talking to a lot of guys down in the clubhouse and here in the media center. So looking forward to day two tomorrow.
And, of course, people can go to WEOL.com on the Wahoo Week page and check out all the interviews from today and the days ahead. Wahoo Week on WEOL is brought to you by Bogner Family Funeral Home and Cremation Services in North Ridgeville, the depot at Union Station at Route 301 in LaGrange, the Elyria Schools ensuring each child reaches his or her full potential, Linden's Propane, low prices, dependable service, and the quality product for over 50 years, Bootlegger's Bar and Grill on Royalton Road next to Mallard Creek and Columbia Station, the Lorain County Metro Parks, who are proud parents of now the Eagles, there's an egg there at Sandy Ridge now. On the Eagle Cam, you can check it out. The parents are now minding an egg this morning. It was born over the weekend. Also brought to you by Stewart Appliance, 468 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Awesomewares in Avon Lake, one stop for any logo need. The Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner. Maple City Ice, distributor Budweiser and Bud Light. Ohio Family Realty, turning clients into family since 2002. And by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorraine. We thank all the sponsors for being part of our Wahoo Week coverage.